Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not so smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you're having a tremendous night. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're cool. I hope you're smooth. I'm going to try to be all three over the next, 2 hours. Thank you to every person who's been locked in since the beginning of the show. I get started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. So thank you so much to everybody listening on the West Coast, my friends further than the West Coast in Hawaii, Alaska, all my folks down south here with me. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. My people up north, my people in the Midwest. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's helping to run the show from New York City. Yeah, we got everything covered out here, okay? It's been a busy day in the world of sports. And as I do every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I bring you a new top six list. And in a few minutes, I'm going to give you a list of the top six teams that desperately, absolutely need, let me put an emphasis on need, a quarterback. Like, who needs a QB the most? The top six list, a new one, is coming in a few minutes. If you missed a minute of the show up to this point, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Thank you to everyone listening on our many hundreds upon hundreds and hundreds of CBS Sports Radio affiliates. We've got people locked in and just about every single major market here in North America. What's up to Toronto as well? People on Sirius XM channel 158 and everybody listening on a smart speaker. Well, all you have to do, ask your phone, tablet, speaker, whatever. Just get its attention and say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. You can do that at any point of the day. And it's been a busy one. Ja Morant out at minimum another 4 games. He's cleared or has been cleared by the local police and outside of Denver of criminal wrongdoing. We don't know if the NBA is still going to hit him with a punishment. I assume they will. Jim Boeheim, he's called it a wrap. He's done. He's done in Syracuse after almost 50 years, 47 years as head coach of the Orange Men. We talked about Jim Boeheim taking his old, cranky ass home. At least all the student reporters will be spared from his wrath. He was pretty mean to those young men and women on the way out the door. We talked about Sean Kemp. Unfortunately, he was booked and arrested for an issue involving a drive-by shooting. It appears that there was some type of altercation in a parking lot. There was a gun found. There was a 53-year-old man who ran off or disappeared, and that happened to be Sean Kemp. We do not have any further details from that. I hope that this wasn't something that was reckless. You know, I don't know the details. I'm not going to assume to know them. We'll have to certainly wait and see. Tiger Woods is getting sued by his ex-girlfriend, $30 million. Calvin Ridley had an insightful piece about his reason for gambling, which led to his year-long suspension. He said he was in a deep depression. I encourage you to check it out on the Players Tribune. You'll get some insight there. And then right before the break, appropriately, I was asked about a couple of quarterbacks. You know, well, what about Dak and the Cowboys? What about Mac Jones? And what can the Cowboys do? What can the Patriots do? And I'm like, hey, are there better quarterbacks than Dak Prescott? Yes. Are there better quarterbacks than Mac Jones? Yeah, sure. But those guys can go out there and win you games. I mean, yesterday we learned that a quarterback who helped take the New York Giants to the playoffs and Daniel Jones, he got a new contract, 4 years, $160 million. And are there quarterbacks better than him? Hell yeah. But for the time being, the New York Giants are set. They're straight. Daniel Jones actually talked today, or I should say on Wednesday. He was asked specifically, hey, Daniel, were you really looking for $45 million? And his answer kind of leads me towards a yes. Listen to this.
There was plenty of numbers thrown out, and some may have been true, some may not have been true. So it's a negotiation. That's, you know, part of it.
Yeah, Daniel Jones, the answer is yes. And so the Giants are set at quarterback. The Dallas Cowboys are set at QB. The New England Patriots, they want to go back to the playoffs. They're, for right now, set at quarterback. You never know with Belichick. He would cut his own family members, I think, if it would help the team. And then we got a bunch of garbage teams. We have teams that are desperate for a quarterback. They want to trade for one. They want to draft one. Their fans have been looking at They've been looking at guys off the street. They've been looking at XFL quarterbacks, just throw a law in that rock, and now it's time for better. And it's time to give you that list. We're in the midst of NFL draft season. We just completed the combine. Free agency is about to start. The tag period is open and closed. And now it's time for a new top six list, teams that absolutely need a quarterback. Let's go.
6-5. 4-3-2-1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Time for a new top six list. We're taking a look at teams that absolutely need a quarterback. Half the damn NFL needs a quarterback. There are probably only 10 teams, maybe less, that are absolutely thrilled with their quarterback. But these teams here, they at the bottom of the bottom. They need help. And let's start off with this number right here.
Number six.
If you want to talk about a team that needs a quarterback, it's the team that just got rid of their quarterback. It happens to be the Las Vegas Raiders. They wasted no time at the end of last season by telling Derek Carr, see ya. Shoutouts to Michael Kay. And Derek Carr is now a member of the Saints. I can give you a spoiler. The Saints are not here on this list because they have the Raiders quarterback. It doesn't matter how you feel about Derek Carr. He was a reliable option. He was a Pro Bowl option. He was a good option. And now the Raiders moving on into the future. Head coach Josh McDaniels moving into his second year. Dave Ziegler now tasked as general manager of finding that next QB. The Raiders are the Raiders. You never know what the hell is going to happen from the top at Mark Davis. They select at number 7 overall. It would make plenty of sense for the Raiders to both A, draft a quarterback, and bring in a veteran for the interim. Dave Ziegler, new GM, he was on Bussing It with the Boys via a Barstool. And at right now, he didn't sound like he had an answer.
At the end of the day, like, I'm in charge of myself and, you know, our group. We're in charge of filling the most important position on the team. And so, yeah, there's some, you know, there's some pressure that comes along with that. And And however we fill it, it doesn't mean we're going to have an immediate answer, you know, this year. You know what I mean? And so, but at the end of the day, we have to have an answer.
Oh, man. At the end of the year? Man, there's some teams that have been trying for a quarterback for decades. Good luck with the end of the year. But the Raiders, it ain't, grass ain't always greener. Derek Carr is gone. Raiders may not have a quarterback for a long-ass time. Let's see what they do with the number 7 overall pick. Let's see what veteran that they might add. I got the Raiders number 6 needing a QB. What's the next number?
Number 5.
Top 6 NFL teams that need a quarterback. When you have someone with Hall of Fame potential that says, I'm done, like I quit, I was peeing blood last year, I'm not doing this anymore. When Andrew Luck decides to leave your franchise, and then you just have to hand things over to Jacoby Brissett, and then you have to just bring in an aging Phillip Rivers, even though they went to the playoffs, and then you try to bring in a Carson Wentz, that didn't work. And now you bring in a Matt Ryan, who this poor guy was running for his life. He's throwing interceptions all the time. The Colts, they went 4-12 last year, and then they had that stupid tie. The Colts need a quarterback. They need stability at QB. When you go from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck, you feel like you've hit the jackpot. You feel like the Packers going from Brett Favre to this Aaron Rodgers guy. But now with Andrew Luck sitting at home, you know, with a good brain, the Colts have been the ones to suffer. They're going to pick at number 4 overall. Jim Irsay has made it very clear that they're going to go ahead and grab a QB. They're going to grab a quarterback, but it hasn't come without a mess. It hasn't come without controversy. Last season, we saw Frank Reich get the boot. We saw Matt Ryan throw the ball to the other team. Colts fans had to suffer through Sam Ellinger. We saw Nick Foles out there. More importantly, I'll say it again, we saw Jeff Saturday. And then we saw Jeff Saturday and Matt Ryan. Jeff Saturday comes and brings back Matt Ryan, and then he tells Matt Ryan to sit down, and now both of their asses are out of there. Here, for comic relief, here's Jeff Saturday talking about why he sat Matt Ryan's ass down.
Making a change at quarterback. I'll let those guys know. Nick's going to be the starter. And obviously, I think the world of Matt, this is never an easy decision. And I think the world of Matt, he's a pro's pro. And I appreciate the way he's handled it. And obviously not the season he expected, nor the Colts as a whole. And so feel bad for Matt. But ultimately, I feel that Nick gives us the best chance to win. And that's the direction we're headed.
I feel bad for Matt. Does everybody feel bad for Matt Ryan? Does Matt Ryan feel bad? Well, no, Arthur Blank gave him all that money. You know, Matt Ryan shouldn't feel bad. Despite all of this, I'd still say that he is rather underappreciated for what he did here in Atlanta. But everybody, you feel bad for Matt Ryan. The Colts, I feel bad for them. They need a quarterback. Let's see if they can get a stabilizer at pick number 4. Speaking of number 4, is that the next number? If so, let's hear it.
Number 4.
Yeah, I guess I can count backwards. Good for me. Top 6 NFL teams that need a quarterback. It's the Carolina Panthers. Like, what else is there to say? This has been pitiful. Really. Since Cam Newton ran his body into the ground, we've now gotten to the point of, and he came back 2 seasons ago, but we've really moved to the point of Sam Darnold and then P.J. Walker. And then early last season, it's between Baker and Sam. And then we know Baker, he was able to go to Los Angeles and be exciting for a game with the Rams. And God knows where Baker Mayfield is going to end up. He'll be the last free agent quarterback probably taken. I feel bad for the Panthers and their fans. When you got Baker Mayfield in the middle of the season telling everybody that we suck, you know you're in a bad position. Listen to this.
A lot of frustration, you know. And then, you know, the more you think about it, angry because we haven't played to our capability, to be honest with you. That's the frustrating part. And so I have to translate it to Sundays, just plain and simple. You know, this is, you work all week, come out on Sundays, you got to make the plays that are there and have to take advantage of our one-on-ones and some of those plays that we have.
Do you have a sense why it's not translating?
I don't. I think I need to continue to look at the tape and look at the little details on some of those things to see if it's, physical or mental, of not being able to produce on Sundays or in that translating. So I think there's a lot of details to be ironed out and a lot of things, like I said, to get fixed. But that's why it's so frustrating.
Imagine being a Panthers fan, having to watch him and Sam Darnold play last year, and then PJ too. Imagine how frustrating that was for the Panthers fans. At least they got a new head coach, right? Not Steve Wilks, but Frank Reich is coming in. Frank Reich knows what bad quarterback play looks like, and he might have some of that with a rookie QB. The Panthers select at number 9. They got a couple of second-round draft picks. That doesn't mean that the Carolina Panthers won't decide to move up. They're going to draft the QB. It's just a matter of who it is. I got the Carolina Panthers at number 4 on my list. Teams that need a quarterback. What's the next number?
Number 3.
Oh, they need a QB. They need a brand new owner. They have a new offensive coordinator. His name is Eric Bieniemy. At number 3, it's the Washington Commanders. Taylor Heinicke is nice, right? He's a nice guy. He's a nice story. This man plays with every ounce of everything in him because he's barely an NFL quarterback. He barely escaped like being an XFL QB. He barely escaped FedEx Kinko's. And you love the way he plays because it's intense. But Taylor Heinicke has a ceiling. Sam Howell, for one game, looked good, but it's one game. And we know Carson Wentz. Well, Carson Wentz is counting his money for being a poor quarterback. That's just the facts of it. And so the Commanders aren't in an enviable position in regards to the draft because they're going to be picking kind of halfway through the first round for their first pick at number 16. The Commanders are going to have to maybe move up in the draft, unlikely, maybe. They're going to have to sign someone in free agency. It appears that the Commanders are just, they're kind of stuck. They're going to have to add a veteran, or they're really going to have to believe in Sam Howell, which I think is their hope for what they want. But after a disaster with Wentz and enough of Heinicke, the Commanders are here on the list. Here, Ron Rivera, he was fed up last year. He had to apologize. He should have clarified this statement. He thinks everybody else in the NFC East had a better QB than they did. Listen.
Why do you think the teams in the division are farther ahead at this point?
Quarterback. The truth is that this is a quarterback-driven league. And if you look at the teams that have been able to sustain success, they've been able to build it around a specific quarterback.
Sam Howell, good luck to you, brother. Maybe Daniel Snyder, still in the process, maybe he can get you guys a better locker room, get you some better food. Maybe he can stop allegedly stealing money from the team. And then maybe the quarterback will work out for the Commanders. I got the Commanders at number 3. What's the next number team that needs a quarterback?
Number 2.
Ooh, we're up to number 2. It means there's only 2 teams left. When you got to hop on a plane to go talk to somebody who is a little out the lunch, when you have to beg an almost 40-year-old quarterback who hasn't had postseason success, who is basically waffling and wavering in considering retirement, you're desperate. You have struck out. You have gone through butt fumbles. You have gone through foot fetish coaches. You have gone through, what am I missing here? Quarterbacks eating hot dogs. You've gone through quarterbacks who can't throw the ball 5 yards. You've gone through young quarterbacks like Zach Wilson who have no accountability and you just drafted him. You went through Sam Darnold who's now, he made the Carolina Panther fans suffer. The New York Jets are number two on this list. They haven't had a damn good quarterback since some guy named Joe Namath helped them win one in 1969. Let me say that again. 1969. The New York Jets are trying to, they're trying to do a dance here with Aaron Rodgers. How desperate do you got to be? This desperate, Robert Saleh, a little more than a month ago, he basically said, yeah, our quarterback situation, garbage.
The quarterback position, obviously, with all the different interviews, was the number one concern, and rightfully so. And it was simple. We're committed to finding a veteran. It was talked about that we do plan on bringing a veteran quarterback if we can. We do want to continue working with Zach and continue to develop him.
Yeah, about a couple of weeks later. How about last week? He's like, oh, yeah, well, if Zach is better served going elsewhere, then we will facilitate that. They tried for Derek Carr. They were going to wait to see what Aaron Rodgers did. Derek Carr took a job, and now they're just trying to wine, dine, and love Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers got to love himself first. The New York Jets, desperate as desperate can be. They're like a bunch of mouth breathers. I got them at number two. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back from break, I'm going to tell you the number one team that absolutely needs a quarterback. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm a few seconds away from giving you the number one team in the NFL that needs a quarterback. Let me give you a quick recap before I share with you number one. At number six, I gave you the Raiders. We know Derek Carr is gone. At number five, I gave you the Indianapolis Colts. They can no longer go through the world of just plug and play with veteran QBs. At number four, I gave you the Carolina Panthers. They got the ninth overall pick for now. And after you go from Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield, y'all got to end up with a different QB. You really do. And number three, I gave you the Washington Commanders. I mean, Ron Rivera sat down in an entire press conference last year and basically said, we suck. Like, everybody else got a better quarterback than us. We suck. And number two, I gave you the New York Jets. Yeah, they used to suck, and this is what they've done since 1969. Even then, at that point in time, Joe Namath was already running around on borrowed time due to his knees, which were already on borrowed time from when he played at Alabama. Jets at number two. And so that leaves us here at this number.
Number one.
The team in the NFL that needs, and forget needs, they deserve a quarterback. And what do you mean deserve? You're damn right I said the word deserve. The most, at number one, I'm giving you the Houston Texans. They select at number two overall. We don't know if they're going to have their first crack or shot at quarterback. The Bears will be selecting in front of them. We don't know if the Bears will decide to trade that pick. They should be stable. They should be stable in holding on to Justin Fields. And the Texans will be selecting number two either way. Who will they choose? Will it be a Bryce Young? You know, will it be a Stroud? Will they go even further than that? I'll tell you why the Texans absolutely need a QB. This is a franchise that's about 20 years old. And it doesn't matter what they do, somehow, some way, they get their ass whooped. I feel like the Texans are destined every single season to win approximately, I don't know, three or four games, to have the worst record in the world. At the beginning of their existence, you had David Carr out there, the brother of Derek. David was beat to a pulp. He said, you know what? I ain't doing this. I'm out of here. If you want to call it a stabilizing factor, you had Matt Schaub. And then you started going through a revolving door. Brock Osweiler, Brian Hoyer, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick was there. And then you get Deshaun Watson. You think you have a franchise quarterback forever, but he likes the massage therapist a little too much. And then for the past two seasons, people were legitimately trying to figure out whether or not Davis Mills was the guy. Figure that out last year, right? That the poor team has had to cycle through coaches who everybody knew was one and done. What the hell was David Culley doing besides babysitting for a year? What was Lovie Smith doing? Nothing. The Texans needed to stink it up. They needed to get past Deshaun Watson, and now they're in the clear. The Houston Texans have brought back someone who people actually love and respect. He's actually young. He's going to bring new ideas. He's going to have a young quarterback. D'Amico Ryans is back, except for this time he's not going to be busting skulls. He's going to be there as the head coach. He spoke at the 2023 Combine, and it was very simple. Hey, D'Amico, this is the question. What you going to do at quarterback? This is the answer.
Quarterback, we have one quarterback on the roster, right? So we have to add at that position, and we'll do it through free agency and the draft. We have to add two guys to our roster. So looking to find the best guys that we can add. Then there's a good group of quarterbacks in free agency and in the draft.
The Texans. I hope that they can get a QB. I hope that we can look at him for the next 10 years. I hope D'Amico Ryans is a stabilizing factor. For a young franchise that has only been here for 20 years, the Texans absolutely need a quarterback. And the odds of this quarterback being involved with, massage therapist is probably low. Good luck to the Texans. They need it. Their franchise needs it. They absolutely deserve it as well. And they don't have a dumbass coach who's going to have GM power to trade everybody away as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. There are so many other teams that need a quarterback. About three quarters of the league probably needs a quarterback or would be fine with an upgrade. Who would you put at number one? What team needs a quarterback the most? Is it the Ravens? Is it the Dolphins? Is it someone else? I can throw a lot of teams out here. I just gave you my top six. I don't want your six. Give me one. What team needs a QB the most? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get to your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight, I just gave you a top six list. NFL teams that desperately need a quarterback. No, there's a lot of teams that need QBs. Some different reasons than others, but ultimately you need a quarterback if you want to have the best chance of competing for a championship. And if you don't have one of those, you're basically cooked. We only have a few outliers if you want to take a look at teams that have had success or at least sustainable success with no QB. It doesn't happen. At number six, I gave you the Raiders. At number five, I gave you the Colts. And number four, I gave you the Carolina Panthers. And number three, I gave you the Washington Commanders. And number two, I gave you the New York Jets. And at number one, I gave you a basically 20-year-old franchise that has almost been snake-bitten. I'm talking about the Houston Texans. But now there is room, reason for positivity. DeMeco Ryans is running the show at head coach. And they're going to have a chance at number two overall to grab themselves at least someone who can potentially grow into being a franchise QB. If you missed the explanations, if you missed the commentary, the audio from some of the coaches, the GMs, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and you can catch the entire segment. Let's go ahead and pick up the phone lines, though. These aren't the only teams that need QBs. There are plenty of teams that need a quarterback or would be willing to change. You can make the argument if you wanted to be a jerk. You could say Denver needs a quarterback, but they're going to trot out Russell Wilson. You can make the argument that the Miami Dolphins need a quarterback because you cannot trust the health of Tua Tagovailoa. And so there are a lot of options and opportunities here. Let's set the phone lines up. 855-212-4CBS. Todd is calling from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Todd?
JR, you got me to leave my desk, man, listening to you. I'm struggling between the Rams and the Commanders, but I'm not struggling so much that I can't just say it's the Commanders. And I'm basing my need on this. Of the teams that can best capitalize now and make it deep into the playoffs, who need a quarterback, it's the Commanders. You should have picked them number one. They got the line better than the Rams, because I was thinking about the Rams. They got the line is better than the Rams, protect the running quarterback,
The Commanders are legitimate kind of a choice there. Why would you say the Rams? Do you think Matthew Stafford, his spine and his skull and brain is done?
Yeah, man, I ain't feeling good about Matthew Stafford right now. I mean, he need to take some time off and take care of those kids and his wife and see if he can get better and turn it around. And although I am I'm a Baker supporter, I'm not a fan. Baker's not gonna get them where they need to go with the line that they have. So they could be a little sorry for another year or so. Commanders can't afford it. Got to make their jump now.
Okay. Well, thank you.
The quarterback for him is Richardson.
Well, thank you, Todd, for calling from Cleveland. You want Mr. Richardson from the Gators. That's fine. I don't know if I'd go ahead and say the Rams are actually, starving for a quarterback. They do have one. If you want to take a look at Matthew Stafford and his injury, you know, feeling numbness, et cetera, I don't think those are encouraging signs, especially as he gets older. But for the team, from their perspective, the last time I looked, they won a Super Bowl right before the Chiefs did. Yeah, the Rams mortgaged their entire future. They got themselves a Super Bowl. They did so by bringing themselves in a quarterback. What the Rams complaining for? They could suffer for the next 10 years for all I care. They don't need no QB. They just got a championship. Do they have fans who have appreciated it? That's a different question for a different day. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. What team absolutely needs a quarterback the most? Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee, and let's talk to Rowdy. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rowdy?
JR. How do you have Carolina, not only at number four, but in the top six? And I just don't understand, not just you, but it's among a lot of guys that do sports talk shows and do podcasts, have forgotten all about Matt Corral that got hurt last year in the preseason and didn't get to play all year. He's on their roster. He played for Ole Miss. He was in the talk for the Heisman Trophy. He didn't get it, but he still led the Rebels to 10-2 season, the first year ever that they won 10 games in the regular season. And let's not forget that they're playing an SEC schedule. So he got hurt, and he'll be back this year. And so they've got their rookie quarterback or whatever. They don't need to draft another quarterback. They've already got one. And I still don't understand how come he's getting overlooked every time this discussion gets brought up on what team needs a quarterback.
You're repeating yourself now.
Well, so okay.
Allow me to respond. And I can't speak for other podcasts. I don't speak for other shows. I can only speak for myself. I'm aware of who's on their roster. I'm aware that this man had a broken foot and we did not see him last year. But I can tell you this much. If I have to look at the Carolina Panthers, who they ain't too much older than the Texans. Maybe got them by about 6 or 7 years or so. This is another snake-bitten team. This is not a matter of Matt Corral. This is a top six list of teams that need a quarterback. I don't care what he's done in the SEC. We have had quarterbacks who have had massive success in the SEC, and it hasn't necessarily translated over into the NFL. You could have won a national championship. You could have been the best quarterback in college football flat period. That doesn't necessarily translate over to success. And so my list, or by putting Carolina on the list, isn't a matter of omitting Matt Corral. It's looking at what the Carolina Panthers need, what they are desperate for, and that is a quarterback. Could it be Matt Corral? Yes. But am I going to put a guarantee into a rookie quarterback who has not thrown a pass for a team that had to settle, unfortunately, for Kyle Allen and Teddy Bridgewater and Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold since they've seen Cam Newton, a healthy one? Then the Carolina Panthers are right on this list. And we're going to have to see in due time how things work out. But in the interim for right now, the Carolina Panthers need a quarterback. If you don't believe me, you can go ahead and ask David Tepper, who was definitely wanting to grab a Deshaun Watson and was looking to grab one and is still looking to grab one this offseason as well. That's not difficult to evaluate. 855-212-4CBS, what team needs a QB? Tony is calling from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? So my number one team, this is me, is Atlanta. And I'm really upset about this. I ain't had time to call you because I was like down with, I was sick a little bit, so I couldn't listen to the radio show. But I'm really upset about this Lamar Jackson thing because I thought for sure, I called in before, I thought for sure Lamar Jackson would be a perfect fit in Atlanta. I thought Arthur would have been all in him. It would have been like Michael Vick all over again. And now they're saying they ain't interested. You need to help me with this one. So please tell me something, J.I.
I don't have no positive news outside of, you know, what we shared and discussed last night. The Falcons were one of the first teams that we heard from that wouldn't be pursuing Lamar Jackson. There were reports about that. Those reports were then turned into an article on the Falcons website. And then later on in the evening, we got even more reports from NFL reporters saying that there were plenty of teams, including the Panthers, the Raiders, the Falcons, etc., the Dolphins, who were not going to offer Lamar Jackson a contract. And so I know even here in Atlanta, there are tons of folks for months who would have loved to have Lamar Jackson here. That doesn't appear to be the case. And we talked about it extensively last night. Ain't nobody trying to get this man a guaranteed deal, Tony.
Hey, J.R., do you think Atlanta could be pulling one of those cloak and dagger moves, saying we don't want them and they're just going to wait.
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not sure. I don't think so. They have plenty of other moves and space to fill. They have plenty of cap space. They do want to see what Ritter can do. I don't know if they want to give up assets to go ahead and bring in a Lamar. And I think the larger issue is what we've all pretty much seen already. Who's going to pay him? Who's paying Lamar Jackson? You paying him? You going to give him a guaranteed deal? He wants to play football, right? He wants to make the money, doesn't he? He's going to have to settle for a deal somewhere. 855-212-4CBS. What team needs a QB the most? Joe is calling from Alabama.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, buddy, I say the Jets. And the reason why I say the Jets is it's just what you said. Since 1969, they haven't won a Super Bowl. I think that the organization and the fan base, I think they're the most frustrated. The most frustrated of anybody in the NFL. I mean, you know, having not had that success or even gotten close to get to the Super Bowl. And now that they're courting Aaron Rodgers, it looks like they in a desperate mode right now, you know, because the whole fan base, the whole entourage went to see him, Aaron Rodgers. And one of the questions that I ask myself is, Aaron Rodgers having had everything in Green Bay, what would motivate Aaron Rodgers to even want to consider going to New York?
Oh, well, I think it's the fact that it's not Green Bay. I think the fact that there's a little bit more established there, it's a new environment. And when I say a little bit more established, the young wide receiver, Garrett Wilson, is certainly better. I think that would be about it.
Yeah, because he did mention if he had the right people around him, he believes he could win another Super Bowl.
He didn't say that. he said he believes,
he can
first
make
of
it.
All, no, he thinks he's he has a chance to go back and win MVP.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And he was actually chided about that by no one other than Rob Gronkowski, who said, why are you thinking about MVPs?
Right.
The goal should be a Super Bowl.
So, exactly, right. Thank you for your time, babe.
Oh, thank you, Joe, for calling from Alabama. Listen, you can't go wrong with the New York Jets. The New York Jets are like the mouth breathers of the NFL. The New York Jets are just, they're looking for love. And they're willing to try every and anything. Even Aaron Rodgers. New York Jets to try mail order broad. I don't even know if they still do that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. Oh, Zion didn't play basketball. Okay. We'll talk about him, too. We got a lot to do here on CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
I'm JR of CBS Sports Radio, and I want to introduce you to a new podcast titled Agents of Inclusion, brought to you by Special Olympics, Odyssey, and JR Sport Brief Productions. Every Wednesday, we'll be speaking with a different Special Olympics athlete to share their stories of perseverance, accomplishment, and path towards inclusion. We don't want you to just listen. We want you to become an active agent of inclusion as well. Special Olympics, Agents of Inclusion. Find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple $100 into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.